This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
There's word from overseas this morning that Iran and the U.S. will exchange prisoners today. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Iran and the U.S. will exchange prisoners on Monday after some $6 billion, once frozen in South Korea, reached Qatar, a key element of the planned swap. Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Nasser Kanani was the first to acknowledge the swap would take place on Monday. He said the cash sought for the exchange was now in Qatar. The planned exchange comes just ahead of the UN General Assembly in New York, where Iran's hardline president Ebrahim Raisi will speak. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United Auto Workers strike begins a new week with CEO pay a big part of workers' argument for a pay increase. Congressman Ro Khanna, a California Democrat, agrees with that.
When you have Mary Barra making $30 million, when you have $5 billion in stock buybacks, when you have these big three auto companies making $21 billion, we can pay auto workers more than $16 and they can have good paying jobs. And that's what this fight is about.
He was on Fox News Sunday. Former President Trump repeatedly declined to answer a question about whether he watched the Capitol riot play out on television. He said on NBC's Meet the Press that he would tell people later at an appropriate time. Authorities in Pennsylvania launched a search Sunday night for 9 juveniles who escaped from a detention facility for young people following a riot. State and local police were called to take control of the center in Morgantown, about 49 miles northwest of Philadelphia, after the riot began inside the facility. In Los Angeles County, they're searching for whoever shot and killed a Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy as he sat in his patrol car. Deputy Ryan Klinkenbrumer was 30 years old. This is AP News. In New York,
a New York City daycare owner and a tenant in the building are under arrest after a 1-year-old dies from apparent opioid exposure and 3 other young children are sickened. Police say Bronx daycare owner Gray Mendez and Carlisto Acevedo Brito are facing charges including murder, assault, and criminal possession of narcotics, including fentanyl. A kilo press used to package large quantities of drugs was found, according to police, who say on Friday daycare workers could not wake the children after a nap. EMS was called, Narcan administered, but the 1-year-old died. Mayor Eric Adams.
It is a real wake-up call for individuals who have opioids or fentanyl in their homes.
An 8-month-old and a 2-year-old were revived. Another 2-year-old, who'd already been picked up by their mother, was taken to the hospital after she realized something was wrong. Julie Walker.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.